Hi everyone and welcome to Luxury Insider. I'm your host Sarah Colburn and today I'm really excited to introduce you to Brett Boydell, the head of interior design at Bentley Motors. Hi Brett, how are you?
I'm good, thank you Sarah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know this is a really unpredictable time at the moment. How are you and how is everybody at Bentley?
We're doing good. Everybody in my household is healthy and strong. And I have to say, Bentley as a company is holding up and being very resilient at this time. Obviously, there are huge challenges. But we just had another briefing yesterday and things are resuming. Work is starting to get back. Everybody who is working, who can work from home, is working from home, like myself. And so we're adapting and working with the challenges in which we find ourselves.
Oh, fantastic, Brett. I know it is. It's a bit of a scenario, but we are seeing positive changes now. And people, like you said, getting back to work. And yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So that's really good to hear. Brett, can you give our audience a bit of an insight into how you started in design and where your when your passion actually began?
Sure. I guess it really started when I was a very young boy. I was forever drawing. I was always sketching cars as a young kid. And when most kids at, you know, the age of five were asked what they wanted to be when they were older, all my friends wanted to be astronauts or train drivers or something. And I wanted to be a car designer. And so it started really from a very young age. Of course, then I went through education and schooling and went to art college in Harrogate and kind of studied a broad base of arts, photography, fine art, and then design as well. And then I got to a point where I wanted to decide what to study at university. And I kind of, I guess I remembered what I'd always aspired to be. A friend of mine who I knew was somewhat kind of linked to the industry, and it kind of re-spurred that energy towards car design. So yeah, I went and studied and did my degree in Coventry University. And whilst I was there, we did it as part of the 4-year degree, kind of a sandwich 6-month placement over the summer. And I came to Bentley for 6 months, 20 years ago.
Gosh.
And actually, I haven't left since. I was able to do a show car during the 6 months I was there for Mulliner, who do all of the bespoke work for Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
That went to the Paris Motor Show, and my boss, Dirk van Brakel at the time, who was running design in Bentley, said, "Do you really need to go back to university?" And I said, I would like a degree, yes. I would like to finish. And he said, "Well, yeah, no, absolutely. Why don't you do it from here, though, and we'll support you." And that's what happened. And I've really been able to enjoy my time at Bentley ever since. Be involved in some incredible projects and shaping what we know Bentley as today and the interiors, and learn an awful lot from everybody I've worked with and worked under. And that's kind of what has allowed me to do this dream job.
Yes, my gosh, what a dream and what a journey.
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel it is now? You know, like you said, you've been with them 20 years. We're talking about adapting to change. And obviously the changes in the luxury automotive industry has been vast and quick and happening all the time. But during this time and our crisis, and the world has actually, I suppose, paused. How have you found it? Like, what positive changes have you found during this time working with Bentley when, like I said, everything has kind of slowed down a little?
Well, I think ultimately we're a manufacturing company, and the big focus from Adrian Hallmark, our CEO, was the safety of everybody that works there. I mean, there's almost 5,000 employees that work for Bentley. And the majority of them all work on site in manufacturing, which was immediately affected when we had to close the site. Everybody had to go home. And so there's been, you know, periods of furloughing for certain staff to be able to ensure and protect their jobs. But we actually just in the last week have restarted the manufacturing on site So it's had to have 250 new kind of guidelines and implementations to make sure that everybody is safeguarded completely. I have to say we had a report yesterday about the first week back and kind of this ramp up towards production. We're certainly nowhere near capacity, but it is kind of starting and everything's being put in place. You know, there's one-way systems, everybody's got their protection, face masks and shields. And of course, the amount of people and the way that the factory works is completely different. So that really shows kind of the resilience of the industry and people's keenness to get back to work.
Yeah.
I have to say there's a phenomenal kind of family feel to the company. In the automotive industry, we're tiny. We're only a small company. Even though you say 5,000 people, you think that's a big site.
Yes.
But in reality, there is definitely a small feel. People are looking out for one another. And
yes.
I would say that people's well-being and safety has definitely been at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to report there's been a very, very few. There's only been very few cases of anyone who has had symptoms or tested positive.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, we've been extremely lucky, but I think they're also extremely conscious of making sure that stays the case.
Yeah.
And so there's been a massive adaptation of the actual factory. In design, of course, we were able to take our laptops and our computers and pull everything to our homes and just start working from there. As a creative industry, it's radically different trying to hold design reviews over Skype than be amongst people with full-size clay models and everything else. But from Monday, the studio will open back up for modeling. We
Great.
Have some critical projects that need to be done for the future of the company. And so there is some modeling that will continue. Just a small amount of people. And then, over the next kind of 7 weeks or so, as and when we need to, we can go into the studio, review things. But actually, at the moment, we're being encouraged to just work from home as much as possible, which has some benefits. I mean, in reality, I'm working on projects based in Crewe, and I'm actually working on projects based in Germany for the Volkswagen Group, which we're a part of.
Yes.
And so actually being able to bounce between meetings with the designers in Germany and meetings in Germany, with the designers in Crewe, all from my landing is somewhat beneficial. I haven't had to get up and get on planes or anything else.
Yes.
So, actually there have been some huge benefits, and I think it's definitely opened our eyes to how effective you can still be, even though everything has changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And definitely, I would say one of the biggest challenges is the creativity and being around creative people, bouncing ideas, being able to look over someone's shoulder and just say, okay,
play with that.
Maybe this way.
Yeah.
Let's take this idea and let's generate that. And that, I think, is really the only negative or the only challenge that we really struggle with is to still get that creative energy. But we're working, we're managing to still continue all of our projects, still driving forward design and still creating great results. And so it is working and it can work, although there definitely are some challenges.
Yes, no, absolutely. And talking about those projects, I know one question that a few people have asked me to ask you, but looking at, some of the things that I've read about you as well, is looking at your personal achievements. You know, what has been, I suppose, some of the most proudest moments for you whilst being at Bentley?
I have to say I've been very fortunate and very lucky to be involved in some incredible projects. Over the last kind of 18, 19 years, I've worked on the production models, seen the introduction of the Continental series and been able to contribute to those designs, oversee some real, what I would say is future classic cars like the Bentley Brooklands, and design and oversee the interior of that car. But I would say the most proud I have been is just last year we celebrated our centenary as a company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we launched two cars last year, both of which I was responsible for working and leading on the interior and the team that delivered that. And in reality, you know, no one person designs a car. It's always a team of people. And we're very privileged to work with an amazing creative team under Stefan Seeleth now as our design director. But last year, to celebrate our centenary, we created a concept car, which was about celebrating the last 100 years of Bentley, but also now looking towards the next 100 years. And so we created a concept which looked towards the year 2035 and where Bentley could go, what the direction of Bentley can be, and the relevance of Bentley in the future. And we created something that we think was quite special. Of course, as a designer, it's our dream to kind of almost have no limitations and be able to just let rip and go wild. And that was, you know, really special experience to work with the creative team in driving forward a vision of what Bentley could be in a sustainable future of grand touring, and really not losing anything about the warmth and the personality of what Bentley is today, but being able to show the relevance of a company that still produces phenomenal mobility and can utilize sustainable materials, full electric platform, even use technology and embrace autonomy. The way that that can change and affect our lives and the way that we travel, it was a really exciting project. So that was one of my most proud moments, is to see that car revealed and launched in crew on our 100th anniversary as a company. That was pretty special.
Oh, it's so special. I was reading up about it, and just look at the interior and the design. And like you were saying about luxury, sustainability, and using those new materials and really putting them into what we call, I suppose, the future, the way that we're moving ahead, and how people's desires now in luxury are changing, and they are wanting those elements introduced to, obviously, something special as even the car. So it's a really phenomenal design, and we're going to attach it and some clips of you introducing that car to this interview, so we can show everybody what that's all about. But finally, what do you predict for the future in the luxury automotive industry?
Well, I guess it's interesting to be where we are right now, and I think, you know, it's caused a lot of people to reflect an awful lot on a lot of aspects of life and the way that we've been doing things, and how do we actually want to do things when we get back to whatever the new normal is. And it's interesting in the car industry that I think, you know, we created this vision of a concept car, and my immediate answer would have been, well, we've kind of shown the world the way that we want to go with this manifestation of the future of Bentley when we created EXP 100 GT. And the idea behind it all was the fact that we wanted to create a cocoon that you could either link to the environment you were within, or you could cocoon from it. So it was really led by a user experience that was adaptive and could open kind of new ways of enjoying and linking to the environment around us. And now we find ourselves in a situation where when we start to travel, we're going to need to be cocooned in a very different way. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, really we were designing that car 2 years ago, but there was a huge concept about wellness and about air filtration and about being in the car, being, you know, the best place you could be. And you leave the car, the environment of this car, in a better situation than you got in it. And then suddenly we find ourselves surrounded by the scenario where we are needing to cocoon ourselves. And I actually think in some way that the car will thrive
Yes.
As a result of us needing to get out, needing mm-hmm. to have that freedom, still mm-hmm. needing to travel, mm-hmm. I think that potentially the amount of travel we do may change, and we sure. may do it more recreationally, do mm-hmm. it more for pleasure, more for passion than maybe just necessity. I think if the last 2 months have taught us anything, it's maybe we don't need to travel around quite as much as we did when we can talk to one another using technology. But I think being able to escape and enjoy our environment, enjoy our local areas, and being able to create experiences and human experiences that mm-hmm. are really connecting us with our environment was part of that concept, and I think really is almost going to be now amplified as to what luxury is going to mean in the future. It's always going to be about comfort, but mm-hmm. it's got to take on the new dimensions of wellness,
yes.
Of being able to enhance the human experience. And I think that is going to be key to the car industry and the luxury car industry in the future.
No, absolutely. Oh, Brett, that was, you know, I totally agree with you. And I think that really gives everybody that insight into how you are thinking and what you're doing. But also, you're right, we're going to really spend that time a bit more appreciating what's around us and spending more time in our cars. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to be this weekend. Now we're finally allowed to get out and hopefully, even if it's just for a day trip, to just get out and get some fresh air. So, but thank you so much for joining us today on Luxury Insider. I know you're very busy even now. So thank you. And thank you for everybody for watching, and take care and stay safe and well.